And here we are for an episode of Dualistic Unity Raw. It is Sunday, April 7th, which means that we are only, 4 days away from the California mini retreat? Hell yes. I am fucking pumped. I am going to go on live here on TikTok as well while we're doing this, because why the hell not? Ah, this is going to be an exciting week for a number of reasons. You know, it's not just the fact that we're going to be in California chilling out with all of our favorite peeps and everybody who's decided to work on themselves and want some space and come and hang out with everybody. It's going to be awesome. But we are also doing an investor presentation this week. We're going to be doing it on Wednesday night or Wednesday afternoon, depending where you are, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to be doing this at the end of our normal Wednesday schedule. So this is going to be a lot of fun. If you are interested in investing in Dualistic Unity, if you are interested in possibly being a part owner of what it is that we're doing here, and you'd like to know ultimately the direction that this is going in, you are welcome to join us. You can go to dualisticunity.com/invest. That's going to take you to a form where basically you just let us know that you would like to invest. I'll throw a QR code on the screen as well. You know, it's not an obligation by any means, but it does ask you to just let us know, what do you have in mind in terms of how much you might invest, and more importantly, why? Why you want to invest? Because as you can tell from the video that Andrew released very recently, if you haven't seen it, the point was, we are starting a business that is really not about business. This very much is an undertaking in expanding a mentality, expanding a discussion, making it so that way you put your money where your mouth is, as it were, without needing to put the money anywhere near your mouth, because it really isn't about the money. It's about what we're doing here. It's about the impact that it has on our own life. And if we know it has this impact on our own life, then it has the potential to have that impact on other lives that are just as much like ours as you might think. But that's the point, is that you can be a part of this. You can be a part owner in this. You can, there is an ROI. There's a return of investment over a certain period of time. This is very much an investment, not a donation. So if it's something that you're interested in, do join us, dualisticunity.com/invest. I'm going to stop talking for a few moments and I'm going to pass it over to Andrew, but then there's other cool shit coming.
Lots of cool shit coming. Appreciate everyone for tuning in on this fine Sunday morning. And yeah, because we have a lot of exciting things going on right now with that investor presentation coming up. I'm very excited because once that's through in the podcast and everything, the advertising gets out there, like, who knows where it's gonna go, who knows where it's gonna take us. But I'm very excited because we've been able to get all sorts of good stuff done while I'm here and hanging out and chatting. And it's been super exciting, and getting into some things I'm not gonna say or mention.
Because we're on the TikTok.
Taking that for a good old ride. But it's been thoroughly enjoyable. So.
It has. So that said, we'll get more into Dualistic Unity related stuff maybe a little later in the episode, but definitely later on Patreon, because again, we've been working on this presentation for the last week or so here and there, and I know we did some research before that, so it's been a while coming together. It's exciting. There's a lot of stuff, and not only is there a lot of stuff for the podcast, but there's a lot of stuff for Dualistic Unity, because remember, the podcast is just part of this. You know, I've said it for a long time that it's not enough to just want to live off grid. It's not enough to just, learn how to, survive or build a community of people where you're self-sustainable. It's really not, because if your mentality drives you apart, it's not going to work. And so the most important part has always been a change in the conversation, a change in the mentality, a change in the priority, a willingness to look at the undercurrents, so that way you can self-regulate rather than looking to other people to make you happy or other people to resolve your conflict against, I guess. And I don't mean resolve, but I guess play out your conflict, I guess, mm-hmm. is where I'm going with that. So that said, the podcast, to me, makes sense as something that has to come first, because it's the growth of the conversation. It's the growth of you recognizing that you don't have to be thinking about yourself quite so much, and therefore all of your conflict with other people starts to dissipate. And now you can move on a chunk of land and you can actually make some shit happen because you're not in your own way. So the podcast it's foundational in my opinion, but the podcast leads to other things later. You know, our involvement with the cannabis community, our location here on the island, which again, psychedelic therapy, like there's a lot of stuff that dualistic unity, quote unquote, whatever that might mean to you, is going to get involved with over time. And so if you want to get involved with that, now is the time. But that said, you don't have to be throwing in money either. If you don't have anything to invest, you can just volunteer time. I mean, we have a lot of people right now who, through their own willingness and their own desire to do so, have come to us and said, hey, I really support what you're doing and I would like to do something. How can I help? Or here's something. I've got an idea on how to help. This is what I'd like to do. And that's all been great. And that's how this has grown so far. It means a lot to us. It really does. But yeah. So that said, I'm going to switch tracks, as I was saying. There's been a thing I've been having to deal with, or something I've been looking forward to. And I don't mean forward to like, yay, it's coming, but something that I've had to deal with from my previous relationship for the last 3.5 years. There was a court battle going on, not with my ex, but against my ex. And I was helping her with that as kind of like her legal counsel and doing all that. And so we've been going through that for several years, and it was coming to a resolution this Friday. Or at least it had the potential to resolve this Friday, last Friday, a couple days ago. And so there's been a certain degree of background thought about this, not a great deal, but I knew I had to deal with it. And of course, it also has to do with, you know, the relationship that ended less than a year ago, you know, because there's a lot of stuff there as well. But it's been in the background. And then Friday it came and it went and it's gone. And we resolved it. And that was great. I was very, very excited to see that resolved for me and my ex, because that was just a huge weight on both of our shoulders. But then I found the rest of the day afterwards, and it was so interesting because there was a certain degree of not anxiety, but kind of like excitement and uncertainty going into it. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, well, once it's done, it's done. It's going to be gone. But man, the next 2 days, I was just knocked off my feet. Like I really, it was like all of a sudden the task that I had spent so much time focusing on or thinking about, even in the background, was just removed from the mass of my awareness. And there was this big hole. And so all of these other fucking thoughts and shit came to fill the hole. And it was interesting. It really was, because all of a sudden I felt I was going back and forth about things that I haven't fucking thought about in forever. I was having insights about things. I was also having doubts about things. I was in the mess. I'm like, wow. But what I found fascinating about it was the fact that I was able to go, wow. Mm-hmm. I wasn't just like, something's wrong. What's wrong? Something's wrong. I'm just like, huh. Well, that's really interesting. And I've been sitting through it ever since. Mm-hmm. And it's starting to wear off now. I'm not really going through it as much. I noticed yesterday afternoon started, you know, calming down a bit. But yeah, it's just really interesting to watch thought. Like to watch the brain trying to process, because we get so caught up in the thoughts that we don't recognize the brain is reacting to something. You know, it's reacting, it's responding to a change in situation, an increase in uncertainty, a difference in its perceived environment. Like the brain's reacting and it's doing so with thinking. We think the thinking is the problem, right? Whereas the thinking is just the response to the brain trying to figure out what the fuck's going on. So yeah, it's interesting to be able to sit through that and not let it quite drag you down.
Yeah, because and when you realize it's just processing, then you don't have to, you know, it doesn't have to draw you in quite so much. You don't have to look at it. But it is interesting when there's, you know, certain thoughts and whatnot going on through, you know, when you notice certain thoughts and certain perspectives. Because for a while, I really just thought it was about quieting your mind and getting rid of thoughts. But as he said, as certain ones, you know, get quieter or aren't as focused on, there can be this sort of flood of all different sorts of other ones coming in and seeing, you know, shifting perspective after shifting perspective after shifting perspective. And like the less sure of things, you know, you become about what's going on or yourself or reality, like the closer you get to, I don't know, seems like seeing yourself, you know? And so as you go through stuff and continue to to shift and change. It's interesting to see the brain's, you know, response to those shifts and changes, and just to see that, like, as something's shifting, there's different sort of feelings that come through, and so they seem really new, but they're just something that's different. That's all it is.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
And thus just don't react. That's really it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just don't react. We want to react to every thought. We're like, I don't like that one. Yuck. I need to make myself feel better. I need to vilify that thought. I need to go, that's absurd. Or something fucking ridiculous. When in fact I don't need to do that at all, because one thought quickly turns into another thought, quickly turns into another thought, and it just keeps going. Unless I get stuck on one. That's it. It's all of a sudden, it's just like I'm moving through. Da, 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 da. Oh. And that's the one. It's because I'm focused on it. I don't like it. I'm reacting to it. I'm looking at it. All of a sudden it expands. Now I'm in it. Now not only am I in it, but I'm in my response to it. And so now all I see is my response to it and it. That's it. I'm totally stuck in it until I go, right, this is part of something larger. And I zoom back out, and then all of a sudden it becomes something else again. It's the weirdest thing to be able to do on the fly. It's like all of a sudden you're a process of information, and you just go, right there. And you stop and you just dwell there. And then you complain because you're like, it doesn't feel like anything's flowing. I feel like I'm in conflict with everything. It feels like I'm, you know, butting up against something that wants me to do something else. Like, yeah, it's life, reality, knocking on the door, going, hey, there's more shit happening.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That said, also wanted to mention, voice is a little scratchy this morning because we've been doing a shit ton of karaoke.
And, and every time it's like the other thing that I can't mention. Because yeah, those have been
shut the TikTok off.
Yeah, sorry, I don't have to mention it to TikTok.
This is an adult conversation. I'm just kidding. We're on twitch.tv/dualisticunity. Join us there because we're going to talk about the devil's lettuce and TikTok hates it.
All right. Goodbye. Yeah, I don't want to give you any sort of account situation, but yeah, been doing a lot more of that, and just kind of going into it like, this is going to go. So yeah. And that's led to the throat stuff and whatnot, but
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say that. Yeah. Oh shit. Which brings us to another point. I had totally forgot about this. Through some miracle, we can't go into the details. Colorado, our Colorado mini retreat is now cheap. Delightfully inexpensive compared to the other retreats that we've had. And the reason being is that, you know, if as a tier three supporter, you can get $350 off, which means you can actually come to this thing for $1,000. And that includes all your weed. I just want to say it includes all your weed. And this is our most 420 friendly event. This is going to be dope. I'm fucking excited. Colorado is... basically, it's all about smoking weed and chilling out. We're going to be watching movies in the movie theater downstairs. We're going to be chilling out, doing the hot tub thing. We are going to be, what else we got? We got pool, foosball, air hockey. There's a Pac-Man game.
Nice backyard, barbecue pit.
Yeah. Clock's always set to 420. Mm-hmm. Place comes with grinders, papers, sterilized bongs, and you can smoke inside. Which is, I don't know about you, but it's fucking rare. It's rare, man. It sucks. Like, and this goes again to something else that we were talking about, because there's still such a stigma against cannabis, like in so many ways. And even people who are like, yeah, no, it's great. It's legal. Yeah, I smoke. I support that industry, blah, blah, blah. It's like, great. You're a landlord. Can I smoke in your place? No. Yeah. Can I grow somewhere in the basement? No.
Until it comes back to me.
Yeah. Right. And that's the whole point. And so that shit bugs me. Yeah. It really does. Because I mean, who the fuck are they? You know, like I understand the smoking thing to some degree, but there are places that allow smoking indoors. Yeah. They just don't allow smoking cannabis indoors, which gets you're like, what the fuck is that all about? Yeah. Yeah. So this is part of what we want to do. We've been discussing this. This is definitely part of Dualistic Unity's future plans, mm-hmm. part of the presentation, but, wouldn't it be great to have a complex that was straight up, not just like, you know, okay with cannabis, but pro cannabis, mm-hmm. an adult only building where you can live and smoke inside. And there's a fucking chill room for everybody to hang out and do social things and play games. There's a dispensary downstairs. There's a rooftop garden. Maybe even a little grow room on one of the floors. So that way, because again, in Canada, everybody can have four plants. Mm-hmm. You imagine having a room with just grow tents and some amenities for people to go in?
Oh, come on. There we go. Like, get a couple
throughout the building. And that's it. But I mean, why the hell not? Well, because we don't want to encourage that kind of thing. It's like, well, why not? What's the problem with that? I mean, they're adults. They're allowed to do that. It's not like you move into a building and they're like, you can't drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't drink.
Exactly.
You know, it's,
yeah. And then, and we can put those in any city and take them wherever. Yeah. And then just set them up. And like, cause people really aren't doing anything like that. And just the opportunity. To expand and grow something like that on the, you know, sort of forefront of cannabis really starting to explode and really open people up and peel them back and show them themselves. So that's side tangent to that. But the living situation would be incredible and just being in a spot that like cares, you know, cares actually about the experience, the people that are involved in it, and it'll be exciting to see how that plays out. Because I'm just fucking stoked for all the shifts and the upcoming stuff. It's gonna be super super exciting. So that headbanger.
It's a good one.
Oh yeah, it's having a grand old time.
Yeah, well, at least it's not as gnarly as that Pineapple Express.
Yeah, there's a difference for sure.
All right, good news. I have a QR code for the Colorado Mini Retreat. Check out the details for this place. It's dope. Like it's just so much fun. Last time we were there, we watched Reefer Madness, which was great because Andrew had never seen it. And it's such an education to look back at just how overbearing the government was in general with the propaganda. Like that movie is insane. That movie's insane. I haven't seen people tweaking like that on Coke. Like I'm just like, it is insane. Like the guy's just sitting in the chair with his feet up, giggling to himself, and in the most like mad scientist kind of way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like they really paint it like these people are on some really, really hard stuff. And the dude like jumps out the window halfway through. Like, oh my goodness. Like if I saw that, but that's what I kind of thought of any substance when I was growing up, like any drug, which of course didn't include caffeine and sugar at all. But like if that was what was shown to people and they were just taking that at face value, it's like the stigma and whatnot's a little bit understandable, you know, if that's all they're ever hearing. So
yeah. To answer your question, May 30th to June 3rd, it is a 4-day mini retreat. Starts Thursday night, ends Monday morning. So you only really have to take off the one day if you can get out to Colorado. And then if you need to leave early, that does happen from time to time. We've had people leave on Sunday and just to be able to get back to work on Monday morning. That's not a big problem because by Sunday night, everything's winding down. We're doing our last meal. Second last meal. We kind of do like a breakfasty thing on the way out the door if we can. But people are starting to trickle out at that point. You know, typically between like 10 p.m. on Sunday and 10 a.m. on Monday, people are kind of leaving it slowly. And then there's just the last few stragglers that hang out with us before they leave. But yeah, there's no obligation to stay if you can't stay for the whole thing, but coming out there, it just gives us a chance to hang out. It gives me a chance to really meet you face to face. And I can't tell you how much that really means to me, you know, just from a personal note, because fuck, it's so easy to misunderstand me. Like it used to cause me a lot of frustration. Now it's just something I kind of accept, but I need you to understand, like you're not hearing me. You're not hearing me. You're hearing you. You're hearing your interpretation of what I'm saying. You're hearing your experience of what's being said according to what you're perceiving yourself to be, the trajectory that you're on, the process that you're going through. You're not hearing what I mean. You're hearing what you're able to take from what I'm saying, because you're hearing what you mean. But when you're with me, it's not just about what you're hearing. There's a lot more to it. There's a whole experience of actually just sharing a reality, sharing the here and now. There is way more in terms of communication, not just verbally, but as a whole being. No, not just body movements and all of that, but there's a vibe, there's a tone, there's a flow that goes with actually hanging out and being together. And it's not something I can share, but it's something that when I'm able to be with people, it's hard to miss. And so if you can join us in Colorado or hell in California, because again, there's still a king bed left. Still a king bed left in a shared room on the top floor with four of the dopest, coolest people. I kind of wish I was staying in that bed. God, I tell you, it's a big bed. Still, you got to share a room with this asshole. Yeah. but really, come and see me if you can. Come hang with me. Let me destroy whatever idea of me you have. So that way you can go back and form another one, sure. But at least then we're a little bit closer to actually being able to see each other.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can absolutely attest that there's, you know, there's a difference. There's a sort of space left. I mean, I've said it before, but you know, space to see yourself really and get a good look at that and then sink into the experience of that. 'Cause you know, if you're someone who's avoided being yourself, expressing yourself, sharing yourself, like you're going to be shown opportunities to see yourself and really what's there, you know, and work from there. And so, yeah, the whole, I mean, I've been here now for 2 weeks
or so. And,
yeah. Feels like forever in a lot of ways. And yeah, it's definitely just given me space to process a lot. And it's been a lot of fun fucking chilling and hanging and getting to go on walks and kind of, yeah, just getting to know each other a lot more. And so, yeah.
Which is really just you getting to know yourself.
Yeah.
That's really it. Yeah. I mean, because it's funny, our experience of other people really is dictated by our experience of ourselves. So, I mean, we experience other people through the lens of what we're going through within our own shit, right? So if you're afraid of judgment, for example, everybody's judging you, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's kind of neat when you're in this place where you're like, I don't know what I'm looking for. And so the person that you're hanging with takes on like numerous different forms and they haven't done a thing. Mm-hmm. They haven't changed at all. They're just sitting across from you eating wings. Mm-hmm. Like, you're right. And you're just like, yeah. But that's it. It's actually being able to share that as a parent. It's really cool. Right. Because I've spent Celeste's whole life with her. And that's exactly what I see. Like I see my kid growing up through perceptions of herself and based on those perceptions of herself, seeing me in different ways. Mm-hmm. Right. And sometimes that can happen like numerous times a day. Mm-hmm. Like all of a sudden I go from being like, you know, like what a dick that guy is to fuck, I love my dad, you know? And it's just like, it's again, it's just what you're going through as a person.
For sure.
So it's kind of neat because again, this is the reason that you can't take things personally. People don't see you, you know, for the most part, people aren't looking at you. They're looking at themselves until they know that, you know, then when they know that they're way more hesitant to project that shit onto you. You know, because they know there's no point. They're just avoiding the inevitable insight that goes with taking responsibility.
Yeah. And until you're willing to take that responsibility, it's not gonna feel like you can see yourself in anyone, despite that still being the case. And yeah, it's just a moment. And yeah, man, I'm like, ah, I'm struggling here.
You're not struggling. You're baked.
Yeah. No, I know that. And so I'll have like, yeah, and I'll respond to that. But again, like, what exactly would the situation be that I'm trying to curate or control, even, you know? Because it's like, it's going to be what it is, and it's going to keep being what it is. And, you know, you can.
Nobody here is complaining about it.
No.
Are you?
Certainly not.
Hello, listener.
Hello.
It's like you guys are just working through stuff. And that's exactly it. We're just working through stuff. Yeah. But this is valuable. And I think it's really important, which is why I like our weed reviews. It's okay to just be in that fog, because I mean, most of the time, excuse me, we talked about this the other day. This whole conversation is about understanding that thought isn't reality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To get to a point where you can relax into what's happening. But in that state of relaxing into what's happening, it's fucking quiet.
Mm-hmm.
It's silent. It's like you're in a big fucking void of non-thought. Yeah. And immediately you're like, where's the thought? Where's the things I think about? And there's a panic that goes with the very state we're trying to fucking communicate here.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to talk about living outside of thought or living without being attached to thought. It's another thing entirely to do it.
Because it takes
faith.
Faith in yourself.
Because you're always looking to thought for a sense of what's going to happen next, what happened before, who you are in it, who everybody else is. And if you don't have that, all you have is this giant black hole of potential inside you. You open your mouth and something comes out and you follow it. But it's a very different feeling. It's a very different feeling. And it's easy to panic.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden you're like, I feel stupid. I feel like I have nothing to say. I feel like there's no value in there. It's like, just keep saying stuff. There's as much value in there as there was before when you were thinking about it. That's the funny part. It's not like all of a sudden all that shit's not in your brain anymore. It's just not in your attention.
Yeah. Yeah, because if it's not in your attention, then it seems like it's not there, but it still is. And yeah, the realization that it's just, it's like leaping, and that was always my aversion with speaking, was like in the hesitation, don't leap, like don't. And so, yeah, it's like, I feel like I'm starting from scratch, ground floor with the, just not being, cause it's not even like there are things that are focused on or distracted. It's just like, I'm used to there being some sort of thought kept, like mm-hmm. maintained, held onto mm-hmm. a bit. And that's not, it's not having faith. And so having faith is just, being in it and just expressing. But then it's that sense of no control, but it's almost like, this chasm is,
what do you need control over other than a problem that doesn't exist? That's the funniest part, is that when you're just here, right, you're like, I feel like I have no control. What do you need control over? The problems you're not thinking about anymore.
Because I don't know.
So it's almost like we're like, fuck, I need a problem.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so I'll just make one.
Yeah. I'm thoroughly convinced that shit's real.
Yeah. And now this is an issue.
Yep.
That's going on instead of, it not being the case, but almost trying to play out that issue there or hope that it happens. But it's been very interesting getting, even as you know, you relax more and more, get differing perspectives of yourself too. And and still like them not being things you gotta look at or focus on either, because it's like, you know, focusing on yourself that got you into certain situations. So it's been It's been a lot of fun. My mouth is really dry.
Yeah. Do you have water left?
I do.
All right. Yeah. You're good to go. I will take over on the talking for
pass
sure.
Pass me the baton, sir. Pass
you know, somebody was asking on Discord the other day, and I caught it because I ventured in there, and they were saying, you know, is there any episode where Ray talks about his experience in the forest? And then they asked Eon, which I thought was really smart, and Eon's like, he talks about it in this episode here a little bit, and I do a little bit, but I never get into it deeply. And it's because, truth be told, it's one of the most, I don't know, personal, intimate things I've ever done with my own life. Like, there was so much I went through in that experience. There's so many things that changed for me in that experience. There were so many challenges. There are so many fucking dead versions of Ray in that forest. You know, like, it's not something that I really could even get into, but more specifically and more importantly, I can't really get into it here because you're not hearing me. You know, it would just be words here. It would just be words here. You wouldn't see me. You wouldn't experience the look on my face as I go through the recollection of these things. You wouldn't see how much of an impact it really made. And so, as I said on Discord, and I believe Jazz said the same thing, he tends to talk about those things at retreats. That is exactly what I do. I will talk about that with you at the retreat. I will tell you all about it. You know, because at the retreat, you're in my reality, so it's nothing but the sharing, right? So, just throwing that out there as an incentive to come to the retreat. If you want to hear my weird stories, not just about the forest, but other shit, come to the retreat.
Oh yeah, lots of fun stories at the retreats for sure. And yeah, I mean, I can only imagine that experience going into the forest. I mean, yeah, like even just making the choice to get in there, and then day by day, like not having really so much of a clock. And again, I don't want to then immediately delve into that. But yeah, man, when it's like a moving on to a next thing, like I struggle.
Oh, just look at it this way. Like around you, not physically, but in your awareness, you'd like close your eyes. There is an infinite array of bubbles, and each of those bubbles has a potential subject and or thought. And you can start at any point in your entire history. I could bring up the little toy phone that I used to have when I was a kid that had little eyeballs on it. And smiley. You had one in Toy Story 3. In Toy Story 3, they had the phone that couldn't be broken, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they finally broke him at the end. But yeah, I had that phone. And it was like one of my most cherished childhood toys. I remember dragging it around on the floor when I was like 3. Right? And then the eyes would do its thing. And, you know, it was fun. But that's the thing is that that's just a random fucking subject. And from there, we can talk about the differences and how we grew up. Like, I grew up without an internet. I grew up without a great deal. There was no cell phones when I grew up. The pace was totally different. I have the benefit of actually remembering an age where people weren't rushing around to the same degree because they just weren't connected all the time. Yeah. You see how I just randomly chose a subject?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And versus, you know, as you're talking about the toys, I had a pool table when I was younger. I got really into
it.
And the experience of just like kind of getting really, really involved in something and that sort of expression, because it's like you can do that with pool and that's a very specific thing, but it's kind of the same experience you can get involved in anything. And it's just attention without so much thought, because I was young when I was playing, and so it wasn't with every sport, there wasn't that additional thought of, oh, how am I doing during this?
You gotta be pro, and like, gotta be a professional.
Yeah, now. And getting to the peak of the thing and measuring your progress as you go, like continuing day by day to check in. How am I doing? And like, oh, so much comparison starts to come in and immediately like things can become no fun at all if there's a measurement going on or just the desire to know, because even with a, you know, measurement, it still is just an assumption. So like you can just, yeah, but yeah.
Well, I mean, cool. It's like we try and measure people. This is why we have certain stats and stuff, right? But when you really look at it, you can't, like, let's take two baseball players. Mm-hmm. You can't really compare them. They have different bodies, different backgrounds, different talents, different skills, right? Maybe one guy's better at catching, another guy's better at throwing. Maybe one guy's a little faster, the other guy can bat like a motherfucker, right?
Yeah.
So how do you compare them?
You can't.
You can't.
And one of them goes up to bat. There's no guarantee
at all.
Whatsoever.
At all.
Who's going to.
We take stats of what they've done previously and then convince ourselves we know who they are and what they can do. We actually convince ourselves that we're comparing the people rather than just their previous experience in these specific games. Because you notice we never talk about the stats for the games that aren't fucking one team against the other. It's none of their practice games. None, of their fucking, none of that shit's in there. So you're not actually catching their stats, are you?
Yeah. No.
But how much do the players panic about? Think about that. All of a sudden, somebody's stats start going down. They're going in there trying to prove something now.
Yeah, exactly. And just because there's that idea that something's happening, like there's something happening, but there's never an idea of like, oh, as things are going down, it's like you got to force it instead of just like letting it ride. Because if you let it ride and you just kind of relax, at least relax as you go through, it's like, okay, I'm going through a slump. Well, at least I'm going to go through this slump relaxed, you know, and do that. And then it's like it opens you up straight up.
Mm-hmm. Because again, the end point disappears, right? That psychological panic disappears.
Yeah.
And that's what does it. It freezes us right up.
Mm-hmm.
Where else would you like to go with this conversation? Yeah. See how easy that was?
Yeah. That's a great point. And so now, okay, so like just talking through what goes through my head immediately, it was like pants, socks, what kind of pants? And it's like
the most. But you see, each and every one of those things leads to other conversations if you take the time to look. Uh-huh. It was like the other day we were walking through Mafio Sutton Park. Shout out Mafio Sutton in Nanaimo. It's a dope park. But we were having this exact conversation about how every single thing leads to a trail of other things. And I randomly pointed out, I think it was a garbage can. And I'm like, you see that giant bin? That's a new thing. Like that didn't exist for a long period of time. Large machines that come over and take these giant bins of garbage to a dump and blah, blah, blah. And then we talked about that. And then how sanitation came about. We talked about the history. Like that's all stuff that you can just go, aha. So, I mean, you look at your pants and you're like, denim's a really cool material. And when you look at it, it's really finely woven. That's it. Like there's a lot of fucking time and machinery. And then you actually go and see a loom. Have you ever looked at a loom? Like the old style looms where they've got like all the threads and stuff. No. And then they pull them together and they make a row.
I've seen videos. Holy shit.
Like stuff like that. You start to look at how material is made now, like denim and whatnot. And you're just like, damn.
Yeah.
It's crazy how we produce shit now. But that's how simple it gets. And then we can talk about production. We can talk about the economy. We can talk about how mass production has lowered the quality of things because, of course, our valuation of things has changed. Like you said, there's infinite directions that you can go. It's just having the time to sit down and go, well, what does that lead to? Mm-hmm. What does that lead to? Yeah. I mean, and that's just one direction. You could look at your pants and then wonder why the hell you're wearing pants instead of a fucking, you know, a robe.
Yeah. And then it's like human, you know, getting into human evolution and what, like when the shift happened from being concerned about wearing pants or not. And, you know, and I think it's just a interest thing too.
That's all it is.
In reality, because I've been uninterested in reality.
Unless it had a purpose.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, there's been very little like, you know, sitting down and learning something for the sake of getting it or understanding it. And so, in those, but it's not like there isn't still thoughts and random stuff that pops up, but it's more like a curiosity, you know, like the structure of a bed, like how big a mattress is. Like the development of where the mattress came from. Like, you know, we were sleeping on the ground for a while and then I guess it probably went hand in hand with the ground shifting.
Well,
I mean, people wanting some sort of more comfortable. Yeah.
That was like our original mattress was like hay.
Yeah.
Right. And the problem with that is eventually you get bugs. So you have to change the hay. Right. Not only that, hay is not very warm. So then started going towards like feathers and down. Right. Yeah, it'd be pretty rich for that shit, though, right? What fascinates me is what we did before we had heating. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's cold.
Yeah,
it's cold, man. Like you're sleeping outside, it ain't warm. And they didn't have furnaces and electric heaters and shit. And so they used to actually like heat up a high, like a big stone, and then they throw it in their bed before they go to bed to heat up the blankets.
Holy fuck!
So they throw this fucking hot ass stone in the bed to try and warm it up before crawling in there for the night, right? Because otherwise it'd be fucking cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. That shit.
Yeah. There was something nice to getting it, at least when it's not freezing outside, but getting into a cold bed with the covers. But I can imagine if it's really cold out to like have the insulated rock on the bed there.
Well, that's like, it. But I mean, sometimes you slide the coals under the bed if you had a bed frame to try and warm up the bed from beneath. But again, it's the hay. So sometimes you better just catch fire.
Yeah, I was going to say that heat gets too hot and you're calling the fire department. But if you're sleeping on hay, you're probably not.
And what's worse is there's no fire department.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's another thing I like is the fact that at one point the fire department was pretty much anybody around who was willing to make a bucket chain. Yes. So from one person to the other person, all the way to the well. So they're just passing the buckets up, because otherwise you're running with buckets. You can't do shit that way.
You can't do that. Yeah. You gotta all come together. And
it took forever to come to a point where we had like an engine or like a pump that we could wheel around. And then at one point the pump was actually hand operated. What they would do is they'd have like three people on one side and three people on the other side, and they'd all be just pulling up and down to try and get the pump to spray the water. But then there was only as much water as they had in the engine.
Right.
Because of course there was no city sewage system. There was no fire hydrants, right? Because fire hydrants, you gotta remember, those are all laid under the ground. That's all piping that's connected
process
together.
In certain varied spots.
Huge amount of infrastructure, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's why I enjoyed playing SimCity.
Yeah.
Admittedly, because you get all your zones and you're like, why are people moving in?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, because they have no water. Okay. You know,
yeah. Yeah. And you figure things out on the fly as you go, just from like, and you got to pay, very close attention in those games.
But I always put my pipes underneath the streets. Yeah.
I don't even remember when. Yeah. Wait, you have to lay piping in Sim.
No, Sim City.
Sim City.
So you played The Sims. Totally different.
Yeah.
Sim City, you are creating a city.
Right.
You were given a big block of land, and then you got to put roads and plan like this is residential or light residential. This is light commercial. So you build with a small town, but then the town starts to expand. Yeah. So you get medium commercial, medium residential, medium industrial, which of course has pollution. Mm-hmm. Right. So you got to widen your roads because the town's getting bigger. But of course, people have already built their shit there. So how do you widen the roads? Well, you got to fucking bulldoze their houses.
casualties.
But this is it. And so as you're building the house, you have to figure out how you're going to lay down your infrastructure, your power lines, your water pipes, you know, things like that. And so me, I always laid my water pipes underneath my roads.
Sorry.
Well, I thought so, right? Until, but if you think about it, that's exactly what our problem is. All our water pipes are basically underneath our roads for the most part until it separates off into houses, right? Well, that makes us very dependent on that road, you know, being, the place that they fix the fucking water lines, but it also makes it very accessible. So there's kind of a reason for it.
Yeah.
See? So all of a sudden, all through just playing a fucking game, you're like, oh, that's why they're so bad at doing this. Because it's hard.
Yeah.
And it is. It's fucking impossible. Like to actually see how a city is run, you're like, no wonder it's a fucking hellhole.
Mm-hmm. And the way it's functioning now too, like it's so deeply ingrained that it seems really tough to overhaul, and so it's just band-aids as you go. So
I'm going to switch subjects on you quickly because this has been going on in the chat section. I'll be at the Cali retreat. Pretty sure Ray and Andrew are going to crush whatever ideas I have. Somebody responded, why not crush the ideas yourself right now? Yeah, that's one way to approach it. Well, how else can I imagine it? I know that they're ideas, but I still have them. I want to address this because I was about to say I have 666 followers. Hell yeah. Very excited about that. I know that they're ideas, but I still have them. Are you sure they're yours? You know, I really mean that. You know, like if we were to separate ourselves from the thoughts being ours specifically and just recognize that there's just thought. There's just thought, and we're all dealing with it. I don't think they're our thoughts. I think they're just thoughts. You know, that's really all they are, because you could, and again, it might take some practice to do this, but, and this is what actors do, actually, really good actors. You could put yourself so deeply into another character that you start thinking thoughts about from the perspective of that character. Right? Think about that. That's really all you're doing right now. You've put yourself so deeply into the character of yourself that all of the thoughts you have revolve around that character. But that's the point, is that if you weren't dwelling on the character quite so much, then the thoughts, they would just be thoughts, right? Because they are. Like, when you're thinking, oh, I'm not enough, what you're really thinking is the thought that you're not enough. But I can have that thought. He can have that thought. Everybody can have that thought. And the thing is, that's different there is the you're we're pointing to. But the thought's the same. You notice? The skin is different, right? The cover of it, how it looks, you know, the characters within the thought. But the thought's the same. And we're all going through that. We're all going through that. You know, and you could put yourself in the mindset of somebody else, and you might get a glimpse of how they're feeling and what they're thinking. And that the reason that you can do that is because you're going through the same thing. But the idea that they're your thoughts, that makes them personal. It also means it's your challenge, your obstacle, your mission, your journey, all of that. And that's all very personal, and it reinforces the idea that there's a you that's in control or owning any of this. They're just thoughts, and they're as much a part of the experience as the wind.
Yeah. Yeah. And the less you focus on them, even meaning something about you at all, it's like they don't have that same sort of, you know, pull necessarily. But yeah, because as soon as they're not personal, and it's funny, like talking about that and like trying to have some sort of, like trying to have a thought or like grasping for it as I'm trying to say stuff at the same time, and like feeling some sort of pull like that, a back and a forth, and yeah, kind of like a gripping, like trying to hold on to, yeah, like a right thing to say or share, or anything, if it means something about me. But again, I guess it, you know, it plays into how you're living your life too, or like part of me wants to come up with some reason, you know, in real time. Cause like, as you're talking about this stuff, like I'm absolutely feeling like I'm in the thick of something, but it's just, you know, it isn't, like a big part of it is me assuming that I'm in the thick of
what's the alternative. The silence.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
that's it. It's the silence. Yeah. We almost don't want the problems to end. Remember I was saying that the struggle for self-awareness eventually becomes a convenient way to avoid self-awareness? Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. The journey itself is addictive, because the alternative is actually ending the journey. Mm-hmm. To end the journey, not the journey of your life, but the journey in your head. Mm-hmm. To actually arrive in your life now, and to stay here. Right? It's that. It's like, well, but I got to improve. Give it time. Yeah. Right? That's what I'm still suffering. Yeah. What's the problem? Mm-hmm. You know, like just stuff like that, because it changes things. We were talking about this the other day, because Eckhart, man, holy fuck, he is on a campaign at the moment. I'm telling you, dude needs money. It's gotta be. But he's using these fucking great marketing slogans, like, you know, are you tired of creating? No. Are you ready to learn how to stop creating suffering? It's like, what a dickish thing to do. Like, all of a sudden now there's this path out of suffering, which makes what I'm going through now so much worse. Because if there's a path out of it and I'm suffering, obviously I'm doing something wrong. Motherfucker. That shit drives me nuts. It's like you literally just created the hook that's going to cause the problem that they're going to pay you to fucking solve. Fuck you.
Oh, man. But we do that without even realizing it. Like assuming that suffering. Yeah. Like assuming that suffering is something that can be escaped, even as opposed to just a response. Like, your own immediate response to whatever is going on or whatever situation you're going through or dealing with, you know, like it can just be, it could just be that response.
That's all you got. You
know, yeah.
Is the response. It's funny. You go and all of a sudden, as you're thinking, you go, fuck, where am I going? And the thought, where am I going, overtakes the thought that you were having. And suddenly it's like you switched rails.
pretty much. And then you can just stay on the other rail.
Yes.
Yeah.
But again, and this is really important for everybody out there who maybe doesn't smoke as much weed as me. And there's a pretty large portion of you that don't. If you're going to get all baked, just remember you're baked. There's nothing wrong with being baked, you know, unless like maybe you're at work, in which case your boss may have a problem with it. But in this case, you work for yourself, man. And so, I mean, you're good to go. And everybody here can relate to what it is to be very high. Mm-hmm. You know, the only difference is, and I think this is the value in getting so high that you feel kind of spacey and lost. What's the panic? Where's the pressure coming from? Right? Where is the thought that that's a problem coming from at all? Right? Is it just because you don't feel you have anything to say? In which case, you could say that. You know, there's a whole experience in that that you can talk about, but then you have to be even more vulnerable. See, the alternative is to look at it and go, oh, I could communicate this. But then it's like, well, how's that going to land? And you're immediately in thought.
Yeah.
Right. Instead of just communicating what you're going through. But mm-hmm. that's the point, is that we almost feel like what we're going through has no value.
Yeah.
Right. Unless it's tried and true. It's a conversation that other people have had. It's an insight mm-hmm. that's been shared on fucking TikTok or something like that. It's like it has no value. Just being able to say, I often feel like I have nothing valuable to say, and I understand that that's just me fooling myself, but it's a very real, tangible experience. Mm. Somebody's going to listen to that and go, yeah, I get that. Holy fuck. And it's so funny because in our brain, we're like, but that had no value, but it's the most vulnerable, authentic, fucking relatable thing that you could fucking express because it's real. Because it's actually coming from experience that you're having, as opposed to some script you're trying to create to be a certain person, to have a certain impact, to fucking change the world in a certain way. Like, there's so much that goes with that shit. Yeah. And at the end of the day, the reason I never run out of shit to say is because I'm not talking to you. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm talking for me.
Yeah.
I like to talk. Mm-hmm. But if somebody came up to me and they were like, I got quite a questions and blah, 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 blah. And you've seen me do this at mm-hmm. retreats. You know, when somebody corners me and they're just like trying to get answers out of me, I just fucking vanish.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, you know, it's a good question. You should think about that. And I'm gone. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's because I don't feel any obligation to answer any fucking questions. I don't feel any obligation to tap dance for anyone. I really don't.
Yeah.
The only obligation I've ever felt to tap dance came from me.
Mm-hmm. And if you're living for you, then it's like, it doesn't have to be about anyone or anything. And communicating experience, even like, there's this thought like, oh, you can't do that. You're making it about you. But so often I'll run into that spot where it's like the open things open up and it's like immediate panic. Yeah. And it's like
deer in the headlights.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Every time.
But what do you think to a deer when they're in the headlights? Like, have you ever seen that shit? Mm-hmm. Like, a deer will just stare down at cars.
Yeah.
Packs it. And all you're thinking to yourself is just move.
Yeah.
Just move.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you have to do is just move. And that's exactly the same in the brain. You freeze. You're like, just talk.
Yeah.
Just say something. Anything. You know? Because the ball's rolling, then it's just. Yeah. But it's like we're so hesitant to just push the ball.
Yeah, and just keep kicking it down the road, and you know, and then it's like, all right, say something. All right, here's me talking, saying something, and then it's where do you go with that? And again, it's like immediate sort of experience of it feels. And again, I guess with cannabis too, like that feeling of being childlike, like feeling like a, like very much like silly, goofy. Like I averted that or avoided that sort of silliness and goofiness for a while.
I love that shit.
You know? And it's like, yeah, because it can be, things can be silly and goofy, but then, you know, simultaneously for me, like being on, even just like talking in front of stuff with people hanging out, like there's a sort of pressure that I'll feel.
Me too.
Yeah.
I've told you every single retreat, every single conversation, there's a background noise that says, run. Run away.
Yeah.
If you can get to your room, you'll be safe. You know, people won't find you. Yeah. Things like that, for sure. And that's all conversations for me. Mm-hmm. Did you notice last night? Like, we went out to karaoke last night, and in between the songs, I'm like, oh, let's go smoke a joint. And so we went and smoked a joint, and we're out back, and you were talking to AJ, and I was talking to two other people, and you know, that conversation's going on, and the whole time I'm sitting there reminding myself, there's no need to run away. There's no need to be in a hurry to leave. There's no need to not listen to these people. There's no need to fucking feel awkward. There's no need. And I'm going through all of these things because the background thought, the background habit, the background perception I had for most of my life was run the fuck away. Mm-hmm. It's safer.
Yeah.
Because then they can't form too many opinions about you. Then you don't have to, you can't fuck up.
Yeah.
Minimize that time. Minimize that exposure. Oh, yeah. The fact is, they don't see me anyway. Right? So what am I trying to protect myself from? Mm-hmm. Them not seeing me? Right? So it just becomes ridiculous. It becomes nonsensical. So instead, I just stood there until it's like, all right, now it's time to go. Yeah. Not because I need to, not because I'm feeling compelled to, but because, frankly, I want to go inside.
Yeah.
And even then, no guilt. You notice, I'm like, I'm going to go inside. And there was no like, is anybody coming with me? Mm-hmm. Am I making the right choice? Once upon a time, that would have fucking driven me nuts. I would have looked around at the people around me for some indication of what to do next. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I've done that many a time, looking to whoever. But yeah, because you can have, you know, there can be experience of going through thoughts and just not partaking, you know, not getting involved in them or overly involved. And you know, the thought that, oh, I have nothing to say, nothing to share, nothing to add, like that's then a thought that's focused on instead of just talking and sharing. And it is kind of like a it feels like a practice, you know, at least speaking with out so much idea of like there being a rhyme or a reason to it. Just talking about stuff, just hanging and like chatting about random things, you know, it's like directionless. And because even, you know, even passing conversations I've had or like hanging out with people, it's like usually there's like some sort of topic direction, a shared direction. And as opposed to just sitting in a spot hanging like about anything.
Think about that way. Yeah. How long can you sustain that? Are you always going to have conversations that are going in a direction, or can you never just sit and be in a moment with somebody? Right? Like, isn't that funny? Yeah. Like those moments where you're just sitting there, you're like, and the person beside you, like, isn't it funny how often we're like, well, this is awkward. Mm-hmm. Why? Like, why is this awkward? Are we supposed to be tap dancing the whole time? Right. Like,
what? According to
do
what?
Do we not get to rest? Yeah. Like, together? Do I need to leave? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's just funny because it's all just our own. It's our own shit, right? Mm-hmm. It's so funny. But it's funny you mentioned as children, because as children, we're very much in that state. But then we start to look at adults and they're like, well, you need to know more. You need to learn more. And we actually start to make the mistake of thinking that we don't have anything to say unless it's about stuff that we've memorized, stuff that other people think are important. When the expression of what we were, This is the most important thing in the world. You know, the insights my daughter had when she was a fucking kid were fucking foundational. Like, they were foundational. They were important to the rest of her life, you know, and they had nothing to do with what she was learning in school and everything to do with just her own thinking about herself and the world she was in. Mm-hmm. That has value. It's just that, you know, in the world, we're like, well, yeah, you can't just sit around fucking daydreaming. You got to get a job one day. And it's just like, oh, for fuck's sakes, like, let us develop. Fuck. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That said, we have 15 minutes left, and I wanted to mention again, because I noticed there's quite a few people here at the moment. Hello, everyone. We appreciate you being here. We are having a presentation this Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time. It's going to be in place of our normal Patreon call on Wednesday, because we are leaving early Thursday morning to go to California. Let me fucking dope. We're going to be flying together. First time that's ever fucking happened. But Wednesday evening, we're going to be doing an investor presentation, basically a presentation of everything that Dualistic Unity has done, is doing, where we might be going, and what you can do if you'd like to be involved. So if you would like to invest in Dualistic Unity, you can. There is an ROI, so there's a return of investment over 5 to 7 years. There's money that you will make back from this. It's an investment, not a donation, as I said. And if you would like to invest beyond a certain point, you can actually own a percentage of Dualistic Unity, the podcast. You can actually be a part of our team and I don't know, help us establish some deeper roots, because we're going for a big push in the next 3 months here. There's a lot that's about to happen. It's very, very exciting. And so if you want to be involved, or if you just want to know what the fuck is happening, go to dualisticunity.com/invest, and you'll find a form, and then we'll email you and let you know where you can find a copy of the video. If you can't make it to the presentation on Wednesday as well, we'll send you a link to the presentation on Wednesday to make sure that you can be there with us. So definitely check that out. Again, there's no obligation, but if this is something you're curious about, and I just want to just throw out there that so far we've had people say anything from $400 to $50,000 in terms of an amount that they might be willing to invest or might look at invest. So it's not, you know, just for people who've got like tens of thousands of dollars. If this is something that you want to be involved with to any degree, if it's something you have the extra money and you're just like, yeah, that's a good place to put it, we'd really appreciate that if you want to do that. If not, no worries. You can still do everything that you've been doing just in your own life, and that continues the ripple, man. Because again, Dualistic Unity is not the catalyst. It's kind of just a reflection. You know, I really enjoy that. Like, I, in the same way, I kind of enjoy whatever the fuck Ray is. You know, like, Ray's not doing anything. Ray's a reflection. That's very much it. So is Dualistic Unity. It's a reflection of what you're doing. It's perfectly appropriate to your journey. And so that's really exciting to me. So regardless of how you can participate, we just appreciate it. And if you can make it to the presentation, it's going to be a lot of fun for us. I haven't done a presentation in forever.
Same, dude.
It's been a while.
I'm nervous.
But there's a lot. And we've been working really hard. So we would love it if you could join us. And if not, if you have any questions, or if you'd like us to send you some information after the fact, it will be available while we're in California, because we want everybody to have a good look at this before we start moving in May, because Andrew's going to be here on the island. We are going to be fucking cooking with gas. This is an exciting time. There's a lot of shit coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All sorts of fun stuff. No, that the presentation is going to be very, very fun. And then next morning, California, like, whoo, Big Bear Lake on the lake. Probably going to be doing some swimming in there. But yeah, I'm super excited. Because, yeah, it really feels like a new leaf turning over. A lot of, new opportunities and just opportunities to dig into being uncomfortable with things and new stuff and, like, exciting stuff, fun stuff. And, yeah, and just, like, practice and just showing up and seeing how it goes and what happens, you know. And so I'm super excited.
Oh,
so
I couldn't be more excited, man. And it's because, again, like, some of the stuff that we want to get into, stuff that I don't have a whole lot of experience with. Mm-hmm. I love learning new things, like the music series.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. That means that's that Being Music episode one, if you haven't checked it out on YouTube,
it's done pretty well.
It's doing great on YouTube, but a number of people have been like, this is great. You know, my own daughter, she's like, holy shit, you guys clarified something in that I've been like struggling with for a while. I'm like,
and that's a long that's time dope. Musician.
That's yeah. nice. You know, straight up. So it's just great because again, it's not, we're not trying to teach anything. We're if anything, we're just showing you it's okay not to know. It's okay not to know. It's okay not to understand. It's okay not to have, you know, a degree of clarity as to where you're going in your life. You can just be here. You can be here and that will turn into other things and that will turn into other things and that will turn into other things. And that's all dualistic unity is ever going to be. Watch. We are just going to keep getting into other things. And then eventually we're going to have other people podcasting doing this conversation too, because it's not us. You know, it's not us, it's you. And so this is just a space for you to be expressed. That's really it. So if you can join us on the presentation, cool. If you can join us on the retreat, cool. I'm very excited about that. I can't tell you, man. You know who I'm stoked to see? Jackie.
Likewise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't seen Jackie since, where were we? Vermont.
Yeah, it's been, what, nine months?
It's been a while. Yeah. And I want to say, I got to throw this out there. California and then the upcoming Colorado mini retreat. These are our last mini retreats in the United States this year. After this, if everything goes well with Colorado, we have a camping trip that we'd like to do in August here on Vancouver Island, followed by, I think that's a street sweeper going by, followed by the November retreat in Port Alberni, hopefully. That'll be a 9-day retreat, and that'll be in Port Alberni on Vancouver Island as well. We do not know what we're doing in 2025 as yet. And again, it's because after Colorado, a good portion of our time and attention is going to be going into what we're doing with the investment that we're going to be getting in the next several months from everyone's participation. We have a lot of shit on the way. We're super excited. This is going to be a lot of fun. And it's really the first time that we're marketing. Like, it's kind of funny. Like, we've done a couple of tests here and there in terms of
never
like,
a big push, though.
But never a big push. Like, never more than a couple $100.
Yeah.
You know, like,
like 200.
Exactly. Exactly. So, this is going to be insane. Like, the way that we've got it mapped out, we should be able to balloon our audience to bring more people into this discussion in a way that we have not up until now, because again, like, this has been all organic. Everything that's happened up till now has happened because of you, listener, right? It's all happened because of you being here, supporting us, being on Discord, living your life, dropping comments, sharing our posts, whatever it might be, even just being here for the episode during the live streaming. Like, all of this shit, all of these ripples, all of these tiny little things that you've done just out of interest in your own life has contributed to 2.5 years of dualistic unity growth. Just out of interest and enthusiasm. So now we're going to give it a little injection in the arm.
blow that thing up. Huh?
Fuck. Oh, yeah. And it's going to be dope. So get ready, everyone, because if you've been a part of this conversation this whole time, we are going to have a huge influx of people joining the party soon.
Party's about to get a whole lot bigger. So yeah, it's going to be exciting to see what comes of that. Cause once we pump some of that advertising in,
dude,
like that's going to, like, having that amount, like, holy.
Well, and this is it. And everybody should know this.
New stuff going
on. All the money we're raising is for advertising. All of it. The entire investment that we're looking for is straight up advertising. None of it's operational cost. None of it is admin cost. We have that covered. What we're looking for is an additional injection in advertising. And we have a method, we have a strategy that's got a really good ROI. Like, we actually understand how much it costs to get a new listener over time, and exactly how many listeners that we'll lose over a certain amount of months versus those who will stay and become long-time committed listeners. Like, these are all things that we've done testing on. And so we know what we're going to do. It's just, we don't have the access to do it. And so we do have a company, with about 20% of that company being available for investment. So you can own a percentage of Dualistic Unity, which would be very cool, because then you're in the loop of the loop. You know, you're like, not only are you getting the conversation about what's happening, but you're getting it from the perspective of the background. Like, you're actually getting the behind the scenes look, because we're going to be emailing you and saying, hey, just so you know, this is what we're doing. This is mm-hmm. what's happening now. We're going to be shouting this out later on this week on Dualistic Unit. Like, it'll be nice, you know, because you'll actually be able to. And again, it's important to recognize, like, we value everyone. We do. Like, I understand how much each and every ripple means. I spent 20 years making ripples on my own, never thinking I'd see any of this come to be. So don't in any way, like, if you're like, damn it, I'd like to invest, guys, but I can't. Don't feel bad about that. Like, not even a little bit. Don't even take that as something that you should feel bad about, because this is just what's happening now. This is just where we are now. This is going to become something else later. And that's going to become something else later. The Dualistic Unity podcast is only one part of this. You know, this is a foundational part, but it's only one part, and it will lead to other things later. So do keep that in mind. There's no reason to beat yourself up. Either you're in a position right now where it lines up, or you're not. You know, and that's it. And if it's not, then it's not. Cool. Do what you're doing. And in the same way, we're gonna do what we're doing. But from my point of view, it's super exciting that even as many people who have contacted us interested in this, that's amazing. Like, just that there's that much alignment with those people already means a lot of possibility and potential for all of us moving forward. So I'm fucking excited.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's incredibly, incredibly exciting. And so, yeah, for anyone who's interested in seeing where things are going and what we got going on, because it's quite a bit of stuff. Definitely check out.
Oh yeah,
Wednesday. It's yeah, because oh yeah, all sorts. Yeah, there, you can definitely feel a bit of that shift.
Oh, sure. I've been feeling nervous all week.
Yeah,
it's great because as we're doing the presentation, like, we're looking at exactly how much there is still not only to learn and expand into, but how many uncertainties, how many unknowns mm-hmm. there are. And what I love is that we're planning on documenting it all,
mm-hmm.
like all of it. We're yeah. just going to document the whole process. And this is something I'm also yeah. very excited about. If you are an aspiring podcaster, content creator, fuck, if you're just aspiring, let's just say, this is all shit that you can relate to. This is all stuff that you can resonate with. This is the point, is that we want to document what it's like to try and build something that's not profit-centric.
So it is very much an experiment. Yep. Like, it's seeing, putting our money where our mouth is.
Yep.
It's like, is this actually a possibility? Like, is this something that, you know, reality is primed for? And it's very much like, it's, yeah, reflective of each and every one of us too. Yep. Like, it's not really this thing that's separate. Like, yeah, there's formalities with the business side of it, but it's, yeah, really going to be that reflection of, you know, us and anyone who's involved and anyone, period, in some way, shape or form, is, you know, expressing themselves in an extent, interacting with an extent to, you know, either feel like they're in control or let go and relax and just really get into whatever they're doing without so much need for it to go, you know, in a certain way. And you never really know the ripple that you're making. You never,
dude, I never thought never, this would happen.
You never know the impact.
Like, I wake yeah. up daily in just like this state of almost disbelief. Like, yeah. Do you have any idea what it was like just year after year after year, not only to not be able to have this conversation with people, but to actually see the reaction to the conversation. Mm-hmm. And so to go, I don't need to make that point. I don't need to get them somewhere. I don't need to get them to where I am. You know, I'm just going to meet them where they are and let the ripples do what it is. And then with no expectation whatsoever of ever seeing that shit come back whatsoever, just to thinking to yourself, maybe I'll just deal with the ego en masse for the rest of my existence. That's okay. Yeah. That's okay. It doesn't have to drag me down. Mm-hmm. Right. And then all of a sudden to see, like, right now we have over 20 people watching this live stream on one or just on some of the platforms. We're not even tracking all the platforms. That's amazing. You know, and after the fact, we're going to have over 1,000 people listening to this as an episode shortly after, within the next like 7 days. That is amazing. And you're all here because it's relevant to you. You're all here because you can see that there's a point in your life that you are starting to recognize and that it's starting to set you free. And it has nothing to do with us and everything to do with you, just taking the time to make this conversation, the insights that go with it, a priority. So we're going to sign off. We got like 15 minutes before we're on Patreon for a tier two call, the details of which have not been posted yet because I was running a bit late this morning. I will post them at about 5 minutes to the hour. I'm going to pop outside, have a quick toke because I don't think Andrew's stoned enough. And we will talk to all of you tomorrow for another episode of Raw at 11:30 a.m. Eastern time. Do go to dualisticunity.com/invest if you can, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye, everyone.